Kim Harrison is in the studio with me tonight, which means we get to talk about the latest novel in her New York Times bestselling Hollows series, set right here in Cincinnati. This is the 11th novel in the series, with only two more to come. This current novel is titled Ever After, and it's already on the bestseller list. Kim, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It is great to be here.
In case there are folks listening who aren't familiar with this whole netherworld that you've created right here in Cincinnati, would you give us a brief introduction to the creatures that populate it? So demons and pixies.
And witches, yes. And vampires and gargoyles. Yes, we're up to book 11, and every book I seem to add a new species. And we've got trolls that live under the bridges. And yes, it's very rich in paranormal creatures, and they all work together.
And what's called urban fantasy genre.
Yes.
In general, are there some good guys and some bad guys, or do we really need to get into the plot to figure that out?
You do need to get into the plot. I found the tendency that when she meets a big, bad, ugly, the demons were big and bad, and now they're not so much anymore because she met them. And they were doing wrong, and she had to either get rid of them or she had to learn to understand them. Killing them off is quick and easy, but as a writer, I like to delve in and find the layers. And she started understanding the demons, and they went from being the big bad uglies to, oh, maybe they're not so bad. And we're kind of creeping up to, oh, I need their help, or I need to help them, which was a complete turnaround. But I keep having to invent new villains, but it's well worth it, as far as I'm concerned, to get to understand why these people are doing what they're doing.
And they kind of mirror humans in that way.
Yes, they do. And that's the thing about urban fantasy. We talk about witches and vampires and werewolves, but really they're just facets of human nature.
Most of all, in the midst of all these creatures, there is this very likable heroine. Her name is Rachel Morgan. She's spunky, she's sizzling, she's got a great sense of humor. She's also a witch who has some pretty interesting events she gets into. She has some lovely romance in her life occasionally. And she's also got this great pixie and gargoyle who have her back. So tell us, if you would, what has Rachel gotten herself into in Ever After?
Oh, well, in Ever After, in the previous book, she accidentally made a landline, which is kind of a bridge between our reality and where the demons live, and it's also the source of magic. When she created a landline in a previous book, she accidentally tore the fabric of reality, and it's leaking. All lines have to be balanced. It's not. It's leaking just a little bit, but the bad guy in this one is another demon, and he has tweaked it so that instead of this little tiny drip, 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 it turns into a flood. She has to fix it before the demons band together and kill her to try to get it to stop, because if she doesn't, the Ever After will disappear, taking the demons, some gargoyles, surface demons, and the source of magic along with it.
And destroying this balance.
Yes.
That we're all always trying to create in mm-hmm. life. One of the things, of course, that's fascinating about this series for those of us who live here is that you've set it in Cincinnati. Many people will recognize the old Loveland Castle,
yes,
which was an event in itself mm-hmm. to go and visit. Tell us how you chose Cincinnati, why you chose it.
Well, it was location, to be quite honest. When we first started the series, my editor came to me and she says, okay, this is great, but let's put it in a real city, if only for marketing. And I said, great. I actually opened up my map. And I drew lines. I wanted it in a certain latitude so I could talk about the seasons. I needed to have a river run through it because rivers are very magical in that sense. It couldn't be on the coast because salt water interferes with the magic. That eliminated quite a bit. And I needed to keep it east of the Mississippi because that's where I'm from. And I know the lingo and the language. And when I say pop, everybody knows what I'm talking about. And I needed something of a certain size because I'm not a big city girl. And I wanted my character to be able to get around on a bus, but also have cars be a main transportation. I looked and looked, and you know what? It had to be Cincy. So I got on the phone, and I called my editor, and I said, I want to put it in Cincinnati. And there was this long silence. And I said, no. It was the end of the Underground Railroad. They have tunnels under the city. We've got one of the oldest graveyards in the U.S., Spring Grove, and all sorts of really neat things that I've been delving into and finding more and more about. So Cincinnati's perfect. You guys kept your old buildings And you can just see gargoyles up there.
I'd like to talk a little bit about writing a series. I'm wondering, when you wrote your first Hollows novel, if you knew it would be a series, what the upside and downside of a series is, and also, how do you know when to end it?
Well, when I first started, I was ecstatic to get 3 books, and I thought that was about as far as it was going to go. And then I got 6, and then I got 9, and then they extended it even further. As a writer, I absolutely loved it because I could slow down. I'm very character-oriented. I could slow down, and I could develop the characters as slowly as I wanted to, and I've done that quite a bit, over 13 books. There's been a lot of changes. Bad guys become good, good guys become bad, and it's believable. It's not just circumstantial. So that was very enjoyable. One of the downsides that I had no clue that I was getting myself into is a long-running series, you tend to get locked in. I haven't been able to write anything outside of the Hollows, well, much of anything, for a very long time. I have only had the magic systems that work in the Hollows. I've had the voice that works in the Hollows. I can bring different characters in, but I still have to keep within that the voice that I've started. When you're starting out, you don't know what you've got here. You complain and complain, but you know what? You can work on something as long as you want, and then you can stop. You can follow another thought, and you can work on that until you want to quit, and you can find another thought. But when you have a successful series, you have to keep going, and you have to keep finding new ways to keep it entertaining and engaging to you, because the minute you are not enjoying writing it, the reader knows it, and they're not enjoying reading it anymore. So that was actually something I was not aware of until I got into it.
In terms of when to end it?
Well, for me, it was when I realized that every successful writer has a pattern to write in, but it can also be very stifling and can kind of kill your creativity. I've gotten to the point where I've said all that I can say with Rachel, and I need to have her happy ending so I can move on and write in a different way. My writing, I need to stretch and grow as a writer, and I have to get out of the Hollows to do it.
Kim Harrison is actually your pseudonym.
Yes, it is.
There's a whole kind of Rachel Morgan persona that goes with this. Got your long red hair today and usually leather pants, I think. I'm certain that your readers love that when you're doing book signings. So there's only 2 more novels to go in the Hollow series. What happens to Kim Harrison at that point?
Oh, well, I'm keeping the wig. Thank you very much. I love my anonymity, so we're keeping that wig. Actually, I have taken the wig off and I've looked in the mirror. I really like my natural hair. Well, it's getting kind of silvery now, but I like it. It suits me better than the red hair, actually. But when I took it off, it just wasn't Kim anymore. And I'm going to continue writing under the Kim name, so the hair is going to stay. It might get a little shorter. I might trim it a little bit, but I'm going to keep it.
I think it fits you well. It's a great accessory. I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight. It's always delightful to see you and to read you.
Oh, thank you. I've had a lot of fun today.
I've been talking with Kim Harrison about Ever After. This is her latest novel in the Rachel Morgan Hollows series. The New York Times review describes as a smoldering combination of Alice Waters and Ozzy Osbourne. You can find out more for yourself at wvxu.org around Cincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.